When the day of Pentecost arrived, they were all together in one place. And suddenly there came from heaven a sound like a mighty rushing wind, and it filled the entire house where they were sitting. And divided tongues as a fire appeared to them and rested on each one of them. And they were all filled with the Holy Spirit and began to speak in other tongues as the Spirit gave them utterance. Now there were dwelling in Jerusalem Jews, devout men from every nation under heaven. And at the sound, the multitude came together. And they were bewildered, because each one was hearing them speak in his own language. And they were amazed and astonished, saying, "Are not all these speaking Galileans? How is it that we hear, each of us in our own native language? Parthians and Medes, Elamites and residents of Mesopotamia, Judea, Cappadocia, Pontus, Asia, Phrygia and Pamphylia, Egypt, and the parts of Libya belonging to Cyrene, and visitors from Rome, both Jews and proselytes, Cretans and Arabians. We hear them telling our own tongue the mighty works of God."
Truly, truly, I say to you, whoever believes in me will also do the works that I do. And greater works than these will he do, because I am going to the Father. Whatever you ask in my name, this I will do, that the Father may be glorified in the Son. If you ask me anything in my name, I will do it. If you love me, you will keep my commandments. And I will ask the Father, and he will give you another helper to be with you forever, even the Spirit of truth, whom the world cannot receive, because it neither sees him nor knows him. You know him, for he dwells with you and will be in you.
Lord, thank you for the gift of this day, for the celebration of the birth of your church. Would you be with us now as we look to your word? Amen. All right. What I love about today, and what you've seen, what you'll see more of in a moment, is that today being Pentecost, the birth of the church, isn't just church for the old. It's not just church for the young, but it's for all ages. And I just love it, from the worship to the choir we're going to see in a moment, to the readings. You're going to see all ages take part. And that is just, well, to quote the modern day poet Keanu Reeves, epic. I think he had something to say there. Okay, so children, what are the three big Sundays of the church year? Come on, shout it out. You're allowed to shout in church today. Three big Sundays. Easter. Christmas. Pentecost. Absolutely. Well, that's absolutely right. Pay attention, children. We're going to need your help throughout this, okay? So Pentecost, that we heard read, kind of what was going on here when they're all reading different languages. I don't know if you had that roll through your mind, but it's exactly kind of the thing that happened. And Pentecost is the day when the church was born, and it's an event that everybody notices. Were they reading quietly? No, it was a bit loud. Yeah, it was, wasn't it? And it celebrates the coming of the Holy Spirit into our lives. And this is the point that it reminds us that without God, we can only do most things. No. It reminds us that without God, we can do nothing. We can do nothing. So, who likes waiting for things? Yeah, everyone, right? Who here has ever had to wait for a bus to arrive? Yeah, okay, we've got some hands here. How about, here's a Dallas one. Who here has had to wait for the car in front of you to move so that you can actually get to where you need to go? Yeah, waited for a traffic jam? Okay, that's right. Who's had to wait for the holidays to come? Oh yeah, it's everyone here, right? May is now known as Maycember because it has all of the chaos of December, but in May, right? Because it's the end of the school year. Who here has had to wait for a birthday? Well, yeah, all of us. It's hard, isn't it? It's hard. And the friends of Jesus, known as his disciples, they and others who'd seen Jesus ascend into heaven 10 days ago on Ascension Day had been told to go back to Jerusalem and wait. Not just wait for your birthday, not just wait for the holidays, but wait for the Holy Spirit to come. So let me ask you, what do you do while you wait? Who here twiddles their thumbs? We got any thumb twiddlers? Let's see your best thumb twiddling. Put your hands up. You twiddle like this. Yeah, a little bit. That's some good thumb twiddling. How about tapping your foot? Yeah. You know, sometimes the more you wait, the more vigorous it gets. I heard a sigh earlier. Let's hear a great sigh. Anyone sigh when they wait? Yeah, when will this sermon be over? Yeah. Yawning. Any yawns? Yawns? Yeah, yawning at the back. A look at your watch. That may not be a preschool thing. Worry? Anybody worry when they have to wait? I always tell the couples I marry that you always have up to the last minute to panic. But it's sometimes better to get it done before the wedding day. Jesus had promised this very important thing, but they had to wait and wait and wait. And the story begins 50 days ago on the festival known as the Passover, when the Jewish people gathered in the upper room and Jesus was there with them at the Passover, and he goes off to die on the cross and then rises from the grave and then appears to the disciples for 40 days and 40 nights, ascends into heaven, and then everyone is gathered for the feast of Pentecost, which is kind of like our Thanksgiving today. The followers of Jesus were meeting together daily as they waited in a big room, and this is what they did. They read their Bibles, they prayed together, they worshiped together, and they encouraged each other. And they did this for about 10 days. And then on one day, there was a sound of a mighty wind. All right, so we've got a children's choir in a moment. If you're in the children's choir, would you stand up? Okay, I want you to give us your best version of this, totally unrehearsed, on the fly, improv. Make a sound of a wind. Yeah, there we go. Okay, that's great. All right, if you're a child, I want you to grab a bulletin like this. Okay, and I want you to move into the aisles. And I want you to go up and down the aisles making wind with your bulletin. We'll just try and recreate this. Just move around, just fan everyone. Come on, it's hot in here. Yeah, is that working? Yeah. It's good. It's not mighty, and I'm not saying you're a bad person. I'm just saying you're not generating a mighty wind. All right, have a seat. Have a seat. So here's the thing. On a serious note, some of us have seen what happened in Houston this week, caused by a mighty wind. A mighty wind's terrifying. It has all the power and energy to be destructive. And even now, Lord, we just pause to pray for all of those affected in Houston from that storm, those who are without power even now. We ask that you'd bless them and help them and be with those who are most severely affected. So you've got this room. All right, children, you got this room. You with me? You got this room filled with these people. And all of a sudden, everything happens at once. It's very loud. It's a mighty wind. And then what's more is they begin to see something happen where tongues of fire, their heads don't catch on fire, but tongues of fire in the Spirit are on the heads of everyone in that room as the Holy Spirit fills them. And they begin to praise God in different languages. And it's all happening inside, in the upper room. But what happens is it's happening all at once, and it's happening loudly, and so everyone hears it outside. What's the loudest thing that happens on your birthday? Yeah? The celebration? Yeah. Absolutely. The loudest thing usually at a birthday party is singing happy birthday. We had a neighbor who hired a mariachi band to wake up their daughter on their birthday. The whole band showed up, and they walked up and down the house. The whole street heard it. There's something about celebrating that hits at Pentecost where they just go wild, you know? They just, we don't know if they had a cake or not. Well, what does it mean? What does it all mean? Well, some people think that they're drunk or something odd's happening, but it's 9 a.m. But the Spirit had come in power, just as Jesus said, and it would allow them to do many things in His name and give them courage. It would direct their decisions, it would direct their choices, and it would enable the love of Jesus to go everywhere, to go everywhere. So let me ask us all these questions. Are we ready to wait for that same Spirit? Because remember, all ages are here, and we don't have a senior citizen Holy Spirit, and we don't have a junior Holy Spirit. We have one Holy Spirit who is for all ages. For all ages. And are we ready to wait for the Holy Spirit? Are we ready to go in His power to tell others about Jesus and what He's done in our lives? Are we ready to be guided into His ways to do this in the future? Maybe we need to wait on Him now. Children, I'm just going to say a few things to your parents and to the adults in the room, and then we're going to pray, okay? There's a new book that many are reading. You've probably heard discussion. You may be starting to read it now. It's on my the side of my bed. I just haven't gotten very far into it. It's called The Anxious Generation. Anyone heard of The Anxious Generation? Yeah. Terrifying. Don't read it. And as we've been talking over the last 5 months, our culture is polarized with the loud voices on the right and the loud on the left. And yet, here we are in the middle. And what if for this generation, for those of us gathered here today in His name, what if the Holy Spirit, what if He came into our lives in a very tangible way that looked and manifested like peace? I think peace is what we need. Not only do we need peace in our lives, we need people empowered by the Spirit to make peace. So this is what we're going to do. We're going to pray together, prayers of the people. They'll be on the screen. Follow along. Be great. And then we're going to be up front. And if you would like prayer, you can come up as a family, come up on your own, come up with a friend. Just like communion, you just come forward, and there are going to be four teams up here, and we're just going to pray a very simple prayer. And it's a prayer just kind of asking the Holy Spirit to fill you with what you need. It might be peace, it might be courage, it might, whatever it is. So shall we pray? All right, let's pray. We're going to start, and the words will be up here on the screen behind me. And as we pray, your answer is simple. You respond with, "Thank you, Holy Spirit." All right, why don't we stand and let's pray together. Thank you, God, for power to praise you.
Thank you, Holy Spirit.
Thank you, God, for power to serve you.
Thank you, Holy Spirit.
Thank you, Lord, for peace and patience.
Thank you, Holy Spirit.
Thank you, Lord, for your presence. Thank you, God, for acts of healing.
Thank you, Holy Spirit.
Thank you, God, for true believing.
Thank you, Holy Spirit.
Thank you, Lord, for faith to trust you.
Thank you, Holy Spirit.
Thank you, Lord, for power to serve you.
Thank you, Holy Spirit.
Thank you, God, for courage and boldness.
Thank you, Holy Spirit.
Thank you, God, for all your greatness. The fire of the Spirit is at work, leading us into love, joy, peace, and truth.
Amen.
We offer the gifts you've given us to be used to serve others.
Amen.
Send your Spirit again to fill us as we go on our way.
Amen.
Amen. And so, Lord, we pray that even now you would strengthen our hearts with what we need. Amen. I'm going to ask the prayer teams to come forward. They'll be at the front with oil. Look, you don't have to come forward. All can. None must. Some will. A few of you probably should. And just as you're led, just come forward and they will pray with you. They'll pray for you. Just a very simple prayer, anointing you with oil, that you would be filled with his presence and power. Amen.